Neighbors are kind of, I love the marijuana, we get along with the court. I had a neighbor that, and I didn't know it until after he had moved, his dad told me that he was a youth pastor. But that guy was so weird, so stuck up, so, I mean, he didn't want to speak to you when he seen you out in the yard, you know.
Wow.
And it's about 95 degrees out there one day, and all he had, you know, there's 2 acres of ground there, and all he had was a push mower. He's out there push mowing. Sweat was just rolling off of him. And I went out there to him, and he shut his mower down. I said, I have a riding mower over there in my yard. Do you want to borrow it? Or would you like me to mow your yard? Oh, no, he said, I enjoy push mowing. I said, okay, that's fine. His wife come walking up on him, and she gave me talking to him. So I told her, I said, if he calls out, you call 911, I'll finish mowing your yard. He was really weird.
Yeah, Drew started over.
Amen, brother. Some people like it.
Yeah. Don't want to be friendly. He just was not a friendly guy.
Wow.
And he finally moved.
Lord, man moved him.
Yeah, I might have. I try to be friends with that. I don't need a stranger. I try to be friends with everybody.
Yeah.
I'm like Joe Biden.
Of
them all.
Amen. Bless the Lord. That is.
Done for me, and I know I'm not worthy of it all.
Amen.
But His blessings, His grace, sure, I owe my life to Him. I've got so much to thank.
Yeah. Song. Amen. Every day ought to be Thanksgiving to a child of God. Amen. Good job, our girls. Good job. Hallelujah. Amen. That's all right.
I want to say I thank the Lord for being here today.
Amen.
And I truly thank him for all he's done for me.
Bless the Lord.
If it wasn't for him, I couldn't make it.
Bless you, sister.
Each day I just thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Being able to get out of the bed.
Amen.
Put my feet on you.
That's right.
Amen.
And I just want y'all to continue to pray for me.
Bless the Lord.
And I need your prayers.
Bless the Father. Amen. Good job. Good song. I'd like to say, in regards of thanking God, I'd like to thank the Lord for the good Easter service.
Yes.
That we had last Sunday. Not only did we have a record crowd, but boy, that was a very accommodation home run.
Yeah.
Man. I ate enough to kill a man.
Yeah, me too.
Y'all care anything about me at all, you'd come over and stop me and say, "Bud Eddie, you've had enough." I can truly say even too much of a good thing ain't good for you. But y'all done a good job, not only with every aspect of it, it was just monumental. For a little church, I thought we'd done a very big event in a mighty way.
Yes, we did.
I thank the Lord for it. Brother Ed talked about loaning his neighbor's mower. I done the same thing a week ago. I offered my neighbor. He's kind of like what Brother Ed mentioned about his neighbor. I can't really get a word in. He's a disabled military vet. And I went over there and I tried to make some acquaintance with him. I couldn't get nowhere, and I looked and his grass was about waist high. And I said, "I got a real big zero turn there and a... in the barn, if you want to, you can use it." He said, "No, thank you. I appreciate the offer." And then about 3 or 4 days later, he said, "Did you say I could use your mower?" And I went out there and showed him how to use it, and his place looks nicer than mine now. I may end up getting him mow my yard before it's all said and done. But, you know, we do need to try to be a good neighbor. Some people aren't easy to befriend. I know exactly what Brother Ed's talking about. Some people are easy love, some people are hard love, but we need to strive. We need to try anyway, and he tried and I tried, and I had some degree of success with mine, and I don't think his neighbor would ever let him be a good neighbor.
No.
But we need to offer, you know, help, and offer love, and try to somehow put up with them. But we want to preach today on a perfect world. Wouldn't it be great if we had a perfect world?
Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, the world, they want a perfect world. They want to somehow make peace in the world and somehow figure out some way we can all get along. Of course, they don't want to involve the Bible in that, but the Bible tells us how to have a perfect world. And we're going to take our text this morning out of Joshua chapter 1. God's given a young man advice. And the advice that he gives Joshua, we need to pay a little heed to it ourselves.
Yeah.
We'll read the first 8 verses of Joshua chapter number 1. And the reason I'm reading all 8 verses, I'm only going to be preaching out of verse 7 and 8, but it makes it really better to understand if you read all 8 verses. So the Bible said in verse 1 of Joshua chapter 1, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying..." Now God is speaking to this young boy because the leader of Israel has passed away. And God speaks to him and he says, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all of this people, unto the land which I do give to them." No mistake about who the land belongs to.
Right.
It's God's to give. And here he tells who he gave it to. He said, "Even to the children of Israel." That's who it belongs to. No state of Palestine needed. It belongs to Israel.
Right.
And when it's all said and done, they'll get it too, buddy. They'll get that land. Mm-hmm. He said, "Even from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites. You see that? God gave the Hittites land to Israel.
Right.
He said unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. God said, I'm giving all this land to Israel. He said, there shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Boy, what a promise from God. He said, Joshua, I got you back, boy. And here's what I want you to do. Verse 6, he said, be strong and of a good courage. Hallelujah, come on in. He said, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance. Good to see you, Sister Phyllis and Brother Mitchell this morning. Hallelujah, we're just worried about y'all. Good to see y'all walk in here. We're in Joshua chapter 1.
I tell you what, I got out in the truck and it quit on me. Had to call a rollback to come and get me.
Ain't no problem. You made it, brother. Count it all joy. He said, I'm going to give you some advice, Joshua. He said, I've got you back. I won't fail you. I won't forsake you. He said, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Now the reason their fathers didn't get this land is they wouldn't believe the report of the people they sent to spy out this land.
Right.
And because of that, God killed every one of them. This is their children. God says to Joshua, only be thou strong. He said that twice. And very courageous, that thou mayest observe, this is important right here, to do according to all the law. Did you notice that word law? We'll stay with that here in a minute. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it, talking about the law, to the right hand or to the left. Now we've got a bunch today, we call them right wingers. And then we got a bunch today, we call them the left. God said, don't be a right winger. Don't be a left. He said, do all according to the law and turn not from it. So we need to just stick with the law. I don't mind a bit being labeled as a right wing conservative. But God said, just stick with the law. He said that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. He's mentioned prosperous twice.
All right.
He's mentioned strong and courageous twice. He says, that thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now God has gave a young man that's now the leader of God's chosen people, Israel, everything that this man needs to know. He gave him a charge to be strong, to be courageous. He said, I'll not fail you, I'll not forsake you. He said, I'm with you, boy. And he told him everything he needs to do. We're going to take another text out of Psalms 19, and then we'll preach today. Psalms chapter 19, starting in verse number 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, or the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Yeah. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them, talking about the law, is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We'll stop our reading right there. Go to God in prayer. I'm preaching today on a perfect world. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us to gather in your house. We thank you, Father, for the number that are before us. Pray your blessings upon them and upon me. God, you might help us, Lord, to be a partake of your precious love, your word, Lord, your will. I pray you open your words to us, make them known to us. I pray, Father, Lord, you'd minister, Lord, in our midst today. Meet the needs that are here today of every aspect, physical, spiritual. We just pray, God, Lord, you would meet them. Lord, we promise to give you all praise and glory for anything that might be said or done here today. For your honor and for your glory, we're assembled here today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. A perfect world. Boy, that's something to be desired. Wouldn't it be great if we had harmony?
Yes.
I mean, they had a synagogue shooting yesterday. A young boy goes in with an AR-15, I think that's what they call the weapon, and he shoots one woman dead. He wounds four other people, including a little three-year-old girl. I think he himself ended up getting wounded also. I know he got arrested. I know there were consequences to the actions that he decided to take. Thank God there was a Border Patrol agent there that also had a weapon. Discouraged this man from proceeding any further, and he fled out the door. And the Border Patrol agent went outside and got his license plate and called, and they apprehended this man pretty quick. But in the hour we're living in, the Bible said, know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Yeah, they've arrived.
That's right. They're on us now. Amen.
And this is nothing new. This is commonplace. We just had a bombing. I think last week, Easter Sunday, they had a bombing in Sri Lanka or whatever they call that. But over right at 500 people, I think I mentioned last week, there was like 190 or so, but now it's been climbed up to almost 500 people confirmed dead. Many more wounded, numbers going up all the time. That's commonplace. The reason it's commonplace is because what we're preaching today. God told Joshua to take good heed to the law.
Yes.
He said in doing so, he said you'll prosper and you'll have good success.
Right.
He said this book of the law, he said don't let it depart from your mouth, but meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written. God, he gave the law. He gave it to Adam first.
Yeah.
He gave Adam one commandment.
That's right.
I mean, Adam, here he is. God's made him of the dust of the ground. God's breathed in his nostrils. He's become a living soul. God made him in the image of God, made him. He knew what gender he was. He didn't have no problem with gender identity. God told Adam, of all the trees of the garden, thou mayest freely eat.
Right.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. God told him why, fellas.
Right.
He said, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good law.
Yeah.
All Adam had to do was enjoy heaven on earth.
Right.
All Adam had to do was freely eat of all the trees of the garden, to keep the garden and to dress the garden really, he didn't have to worry about nothing. Mm-hmm. As always, the snake showed up, the serpent showed up. He beguiled at Adam's partner there, his wife Eve. And he was able somehow to get his foot in the door. The Bible says there in Genesis chapter 4, God told Cain, "Behold, sin lies at the door, and it lies at your door, it lies at my door,
that's
it
right.
Walks in."
That's right.
If we're smart, we'll bolt the door and say, "You ain't coming in." I think last Sunday we had that Easter meal outside, and somebody found a snake outside, and that's just the way it is. They just show up.
That's right.
But the serpent wasn't always on his belly. The serpent one time was very beautiful, and the curse that God pronounced upon the serpent was he'd be on his belly the rest of his life and eat his food, be in the dust of the earth. The serpent didn't always crawl on his belly.
Yeah.
I ain't really got a lot of insight to add to that, but that's one of the curses God pronounced upon the serpent. But Adam had it made until he disobeyed.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible said that of keeping the law, there's great reward. And when you break the law, then there's the consequences of the law. The Bible mentions in Hebrews chapter 10, "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses." There were situations about the law that man just kind of took for granted, I guess. But when Adam disobeyed God and broke that one commandment, here come the blue lights.
Right.
You heard a call.
Amen.
In the cool of the morning. Right.
Yes, it did.
He heard a call, "Adam, where art thou?" God knew where Adam was.
Sure he did.
But God called out to Adam. He said, "Where are you at, Adam?" Adam could have just easy answered, "I'm in sin, God."
Mm-hmm.
But Adam didn't. He's like you and me. He's in denial of what he did. He said, "I hid myself."
Mm-hmm.
God being so wise a father, why'd you hide yourself yet? Kind of brings it on out, you know what I mean?
Right.
Adam, without even thinking about it, he said, "I hid myself because I was naked." God said, "Who told you he's naked?"
Yeah.
See what I mean? In the innocency of Adam before he broke the law didn't pertain to him. The Bible said, "Where there's no law, sin's not imputed." So he didn't have a problem with sin until he broke the law.
Right.
And when he broke the law, here come the law calling out, "Adam, what art thou?"
Yeah,
like
right.
I said, Adam could have just easily said, "I'm in sin." Mm-hmm. But Adam, in denial, he said, "I hid myself."
Right.
God just kind of, you know how parents are, you know, "Did you eat?" "No, I didn't eat them. They got chocolate all over their mouth." "No, I didn't eat them." "Right. Back to the ears." "No, it wasn't me." That's Adam here. He said, "I hid myself because I was naked." And God went a little further and said, "Who told you was naked? That you eat of that tree I told you not to eat of?" Like a loving parent deals with children that disobey. And Adam gets on the blame game. He said, "That woman you gave me, she gave me and I did eat." And that's us in a nutshell. But anyway, when Adam broke that one law, that one commandment, here come the call of the law. Then here come the confrontation.
Yeah, right.
Here Adam is now. He's in denial, and the law is confronting him. And the law said, "Have you eaten of that tree I told you not to eat of?" And Adam, he kind of weaseling around there trying to figure out how to get out of this confrontation. And we've all been there and done that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, last of all, you got the consequences of the law. Because, see, the law demands a payment. The Bible said in Romans 6, verse 23, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Christ Jesus the Lord. And I want you to know that law demands a payment. When you break that law, you're guilty of the law.
That's right.
Whoever breaks the law says that person shall surely die.
Yeah,
thanks be unto God that Christ Jesus gave us the victory. Because Christ Jesus is the end of the law to everyone that believeth. He redeemed us from the curse of the law by making himself a curse for us. He paid the full price for the demands of the law and let us go free. But I want you to know, buddy, right now, we still need to remember the law. Paul said, "I've not known sin, but by the law." And I want you to know, Bible said, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? I promise you this. The law wants to get you in trouble.
That's right.
God wants to bless you. His commandments are simple. All he asks us to do is love him, love our neighbor, and we will study with him. That's pretty much the law. Right there, simplified. Love God supremely. Love your neighbors yourself. Don't be too high and mighty. Just stay meek and lowly in heart, and you'll do pretty well.
Right. Amen.
I want you to know, you see the law there real simplified. When God gave Adam one law, there was peace until Adam broke that one law.
That's right.
You hear Cain crying out there in Genesis chapter 4, my punishment's greater than I can bear. He just killed his brother.
Right.
God confronted him like he confronted Adam and said, what hast thou done? Thy brother's blood cried out to me from the ground. And Cain again, he trying to weasel out of this confrontation. And he said, am I my brother's keeper? He kind of done like Adam. You know, he's in denial, trying to bypass this situation. And you know what God did? He cursed him.
Right.
He said, you're cursed from here on.
Right.
He said, the ground's not going to yield its strength.
Right.
God told Adam that in the sweat of his face, Adam must have been sweating bullets. I don't know. But anyway, God picked up on it. He said, in the sweat of your face, you're going to earn your living here on that, buddy. You ain't got it made no more. And he told Cain that he was going to receive double for what he'd done. And Cain, he said, my punishment's greater than I can bear. I'm leaving a lot of this out, but I'm trying to get to where I'm going as fast as I can. But Cain, he cried out about the punishment of breaking the law. He said, it's greater than I can bear. Well, let me say this about a perfect world. In a perfect world, you got to have laws.
Right.
That's right.
Now, laws ain't no good if they're not enforced.
That's right.
And when you do have laws, and when they are enforced, the Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers. When I was in elementary school, up at E.B. Terry School, I guess probably the biggest law we had was chewing gum. And of course, we tried to sneak chew some. We got caught. I remember the teacher slapped me on top of the head with a ruler. That may be the reason I got that ball spotted on me. Because I was always trying to sneak around chew gum. But we had other laws also. It's just we didn't seek to disobey them.
That's right.
All one we really pushed was that one on chewing gum. It was just something about sneaking there and chewing gum. It was just something that felt good about getting away with that little secret sin. I chewed some gum, baby. Nobody caught me. You know, just kind of like that. I mean, I ain't say it like this, but fools, they make a mock at saying I was a fool. But laws are given to ensure peace. When the laws are enforced and observed, there will be peace.
Yes, that's right.
When laws are ignored, there'll be no peace.
That's right.
You got law keepers, you got law breakers, and you got law benders.
Uh-huh. Right.
The law keepers, no trouble at all.
Right.
Man, they're known throughout the whole community. Call me Dudley Do Right. If you want to, I ain't always been a Dudley Do Right. I used to be a Dudley Do Wrong. But I tried to drive a speed limit.
Right.
I do.
Right.
I learned the hard way why you need to drive a speed limit. I mean, I seen the blues in the rearview mirror. I topped the hill, and there's a lady backed out of the driveway with a station wagon full of kids, and I'm running like 120 miles an hour on the Salem Road, and I walked that 68 black Corvette with that 327 2.4 barrels on that thing. You know, I locked it up, and I thought, this is it. I'm fixing to kill them and me. Somehow or another, God had mercy.
Amen.
I slid all the way to the front of her car. Her car was getting ready to hit me right here on the shoulder. And God swung that car around, and it went through her front yard and swung it behind her. And as she's backing up, I backed up and burnt the road down. God merciful to a fool like me.
That's right.
I topped that hill going so fast that my car went airborne. I'm up in the air, and she backed down the driveway. And she panicked and didn't. She just blocked the whole road, and God was merciful.
Yeah.
Paul said he obtained mercy because he did what he did ignorantly. Well, I was ignorant. I learned why we have laws.
That's right.
My son, he says, but I can drive that speed. be living. I said, that's good, son, but they have them laws to make exceptions to the rule. When you top the hill and there's a school bus there with the lights flashing, right. Kids getting on the school bus, that's so you won't have to run into them.
That's right.
But we want to somehow bend the law a little bit, break the law a little bit, but we do have some that are law keepers, and there's just no trouble at all. I mean, they're harmony with the community. And then those lawbreakers, there's continual trouble with them. If you had a scanner, you could just about hear them. I mean, it's almost the same name.
Right.
They've done it again.
Yeah.
Go out there and check them out. And anyway, the law benders, they're the ones that try to get around the law.
Yeah, that's right.
Good example here. I was watching TV one time, and the police was arresting this man. By the way, he happened to be a black man. And I'm not racist. I'm not trying to insinuate anything. I'm just telling what it was, telling the truth. But the police were arresting this black man, and as they were arresting him, he said this right here. He said, I know my rights, and they let go of him and backed up. And I'm sitting there thinking, how can you have rights when you broke the law?
That's
the only rights you got if you're a lawbreaker is you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of what? Court of law,
amen.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
When you broke the law, you can't cry out, I know my rights.
Right.
When laws are enforced, they bring peace.
Right.
That's right.
This man thought he was above the law. He must have thought he was Jesse Smollett. Y'all might get that later on. But Jesse Smollett, somehow or another, they say no one's above the law. He proved them wrong.
Yeah,
they had all the evidence thrown out and sealed up, and he got to walk away so far unprosecuted, scot-free. Hey, listen, you might get away with man's law and man's judgment, but I'll tell you this. You want to escape the judgment of God, I'll promise you this. I want to have a conscious void of offense to man's law and to God's law. But we got these, they're called law benders. They want to somehow find a way to get around the law. Let me give you an example here.
Yep.
Let me give you an example. Unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody goes up and burns a flag, Brother Mitchell, and they say, that's his First Amendment rights. Ain't nothing right about that.
That's right.
You see what I mean? These law benders.
Amen.
Nancy Pelosi says, that border's unconstitutional. Show it to me.
Yeah.
I'd like to see where that is actually unconstitutional.
That's right.
See what I mean? These lawbenders, they don't want to admit that they're wrong, and they're hoping you won't even question
right.
their statement when they say unconstitutional. Say it. Prove it.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you right now, they'll wilt like a flower.
Yeah.
And a man jumps up and burns a flag, and they say that's his First Amendment rights. That's his way of saying that he's mad about something. He's got the right. Don't burn no American flag around me.
No, that's right.
I'm out getting trouble with the law.
Yeah.
Look, I thank God for being saved. But I thank God for living in America where we have rights.
Amen.
Where we have freedoms. Look, where you got an opportunity to make a living. You're not told what you got to do. You're told what you should do. And I hate to say it like this, but America's got really complacent when it comes to law.
Yeah.
We need to get back. We got a law and order president right now. They hate him. But I'll tell you right now, that's what we need. A law and order president. We need to get back to the law of the land.
Amen.
And we need to start living right according to the law.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, we're promoting law breaking right now in America.
Right.
We're making exceptions.
Right.
We got some kind of place called Sanctuary City. You can do whatever you want, and the law don't even apply to Sanctuary City somehow. They're exempt. They ain't got room in America.
No, that's right.
I'll tell you what, buddy. There is pleasure in sin for a season, but it comes a day you got to pay the price for it.
Right.
And it ain't going to be no fun when this nation is judged by God. Oh, my. Lawbenders.
Right.
Did you know gangs have laws? Do you know that?
Right, sure they do.
Did you know that Satan has laws? My pastor was talking about he got a copy of the the devil's Bible or Satan's Bible, whatever, down Bone, and he said he seen it on the shelf there at the bookstore, and he thought, well, it's strange. He picked it up and looked at it, and it just lied to lie to lie, but he said, don't pray, it's a waste of time. And, you know, stuff like that. He's got laws.
Right.
He tells his followers, don't pray, it's a waste of time. Don't think about getting saved, it's foolish and all that. Satan, even though his laws are wrong, he's got some. Hell's angels have laws. Ku Klux Klan's got laws. I mean, these are kind of far-fetched. But I just want you to know, laws are just about in everything. You got laws of gravity. You got laws of physics. My car, I'm telling you, I'm driving 80 miles an hour. I can't stop on a dime. They'll see my black marks, Brother Jerry. They'll go 100 feet down the road to a ditch still fit. Right. And I say, I was driving 25 miles an hour. And they say, the law of physics says you was driving above 80 miles an hour. Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Well, Lord, I'm not going to get loose this morning.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I had my voice. But you see, we got laws.
Yeah, we got laws.
Sure enough. Laws are given to ensure peace.
That's right.
Laws are given to promote peace.
That's right.
I seen a school tried to implement dress codes. I mean, you know, just have sufficient clothing on.
Right.
My pastor said he likes wearing at least people put clothes on in the wintertime. He don't walk around half naked. But anyway, they got these dress codes trying to implement them in this school. And this bunch we've got, this rebellious bunch we got, ain't squalling out. You know, why can't I wear what I want? Because the school said we're going to have dress codes.
That's right.
They're going to have sufficient clothes on, and they're not going to be offensive. Look, I know these are public schools. I know taxpayer dime pays for them. And I know these are public teachers for schools. But I'll tell you right now, we need to have laws in the schools.
That's right.
When you don't have laws, there'll never be no peace in the schools. And when people have had enough, they bring a gun in there and start shooting people because they're mad. I want you to know laws help. They don't hurt. Laws actually help. They put a dampener on things getting out of hand. When you put down laws, things work. Amen.
Right.
Amen, Brother Mitchell. Dress codes. It's unconstitutional to tell somebody they got to wear a certain, you know, boys need to wear, you know, not shorts but pants, and the girls, you know, they can wear shorts or dress or pants, don't matter, but they don't want no shorts plumb up to where they ain't got nothing to sit down on. You get what I mean? They're just trying to say, hey, we need to have some dress code in the school here. And they'll cry, foul. They say, hey, it's unconstitutional. I say we need some laws, amen.
That's right.
Boy, I feel like preaching this morning. Boy, I wish I had a microphone for the whole dead burn world here.
Amen.
Gun rights. Right now, we got a Second Amendment right to have and bear arms, but lawfully. Now, I want you to understand what I mean by gun rights. Lawfully.
Yeah.
That means I can't come over to Joanne's house over there with my gun and just start shooting her pictures on the wall or shooting the windows out of her house. She said, you can't do that. I said, why not? She said, because it's my house. That's why you can't.
That's right, yeah.
See, that's her law. It's her house.
Right.
She said, now you can bring your gun in here, but I want you to know right now you keep it in the holster.
Right.
You don't get out and play with it. You might make mistakes, shoot me or yourself, and I don't want to have to drag your dead body out of my house. See, those are just simple laws.
Right.
I come over to Rita's house there, and you know, and I put my old muddy shoes up on her couch. She said, you can't do that. I said, why not? She said, that's my house. That's my couch. Keep your dirty feet off of it.
Right.
I come over to Brother Ed's house and keep your dog and his cat. He said, you can't do that. I said, why not? He said, that's my dog, my cat. It's my house. You ain't doing it.
Right.
I want you to know we got to have laws.
Yeah, right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I come over here, Sister Sharon's over here. And I just take my car and do donuts in the front of the yard. She said, you can't do that. I mow that. I try to keep it looking like something. I said, well, I can't see that's my yard.
That's
right. You know, I do that here. Amen. See, we got to have laws. Amen. Laws are necessary. They're kind of like our board, but they set up boundaries that you don't need to go no further. God said, if you'll keep these laws, you'll have success.
Yeah.
You'll prosper.
That's right.
We got a bunch, I mean straight out of hell, I reckon, in their mind, that want to break the law.
Yeah.
They want to do away with laws. They just want to have a little fun at somebody else's expense, and somehow we got to put up with it. I say not on my watch, amen.
Amen.
I want you to know, boy, when Jesus comes, he's going to set the law up and it's going to be kept.
Yes,
amen. Lord,
take care of everybody.
Oh! Mm. Want to see good days? Want to live a long life? God's got laws.
Right.
He said you can do that if you observe his law. He told Joshua, he said, you'll have success. You'll prosper. He said, I want you to know I'm with you. I won't forsake you. I won't fail you. God says, I've got some laws. If you'll keep them, you'll see good days. Amen. You'll live a long life. Amen.
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 Now, if I showed up over here and I don't know, bikini or bathing suit or something, y'all say, Brother Eddie, you know, we just ain't up to that. You got to come over here and look like so. I'm going to look like a preacher. I was telling Brother Charles Fishback, I called him yesterday. We had a good conversation. And I asked Brother Fishback, I said, you know why preachers wear business suits? He said, no, why? I said, Jesus said, 8 to 12 years old, I must be about my father's business. Jesus was a businessman. And I said, I also am a businessman for God. And I wear my business suit because I'm trying to be serious in my business for God. I want to look the part. I want to do the part. I want to get the praise of God, praise of man. I'll tell you right now, I want to dress accordingly. Amen. Paul told Timothy, he talked about how the church would operate. He said, let everything be done decently and in order. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. In order to what? The rules of God. I tell you, buddy, we're getting out of order in this country.
Yes.
It comes with a price. The Bible says righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked bear a rule, the people mourn. But laws are there to promote peace. Everybody wants peace.
Yeah, that's right.
But they don't understand you got to have laws to have peace.
Right.
I don't want to see a show of hands. But there have been a few times I've had to tell young kids to come visit with our granddaughter that you don't do that here.
Yeah, right.
You might do that there, but you don't do it here. This is our house. We got rules.
Amen.
We'll put up a little bit, but that's all we're going to put up with. And they come around like yahoos. I said, look, not here.
That's right.
They respect it.
Right.
All you got to do is tell them.
Right.
You know what, Brother Mitchell? It works.
It does.
We got peace.
Amen.
I ain't got to worry about him running through a window. I ain't got to worry about him breaking a leg. I say, don't be running the house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
Just lay the law down. Right. Amen.
Amen.
In America, we forgot our laws. We're rewriting our laws. Our laws, I reckon, they accommodate everything. I don't reckon there's anything against laws. Everything's been legalized in America. We had a president one time, he said, I was politically correct when I made that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Political correctness, that ain't nothing but just plain old wine.
That's right.
Amen. Bible says to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only in James 1:22. So laws are given to ensure peace.
Right.
Laws are given to promote peace. Then if you have laws that make exceptions like the Equality Act they're trying to pass...
Man.
What's that do, Brother Eddie? Well, the Equality Act puts a shoe on the other foot.
Yeah, that's right.
In other words, the Equality Act says a homosexual same-sex union bunch that comes in here and says, we want to use your church to get married. And I say, y'all can't do that here. We want to know why not. The Equality Act said we got the right to do it. I said, it's wrong. Ain't nothing right about that. By the way, while I'm on the subject, let me just say this. Ain't nothing right about gay.
No.
They said gay rights ain't nothing right about it.
No.
God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
He said he done it to make them an example.
Right.
He said I'll burn them up to make an example to those hereafter that should live ungodly.
Yeah.
2 Peter chapter 3. That example ought to be enough. He rained down fire and brimstone. It scared Abraham to death. It scared Lot so much he didn't even go to the city that the angel... And in my opinion, that angel didn't really do the will of God. Lot said, here's a little one, can I go there? And the angel said, yeah, go ahead. But I don't think that was necessarily the right advice. But I'll tell you what, when the fire started raining down Phyllis, he went to a cave. He was afraid to dwell anywhere
right
in the city. I want you to know, buddy, it looked like a furnace. God don't need the atom bomb to destroy this world. Those little old trinkets of man, little old firecrackers compared to what God rained down on Sodom. They say the rocks are still melted together over there. But now, we got laws that make exceptions. We got civil rights.
Yeah.
Look, I'm all for equal rights. Right. But let's make it equal. I don't want to give anyone superior rights. Just through civil rights. And they've got more rights than I do.
Right.
That's so look.
Right.
That's why I'm talking about abusing the law.
Right.
I want the same rights that Regan's got. I want her to have the same rights I got.
Amen.
And we do if we have the laws right where they ought to be.
That's right.
That all men are created equal, and they are. But look, I don't want the black to have more rights than me through civil rights.
Right.
I don't want the gay to claim that they're like the blacks and say somehow racially that there needs to be exceptions made for them. See, when you start bending the law, and when you start somehow trying to get around the law, you end up with a mess.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know if anything's going over in this message or not, but I'll tell you right now, buddy, we've got some troubles going on in America when it comes to law. They think we would make exceptions for someone's sexuality. Oh, my. I posted this morning about woeing him and striving with his Creator. See if I can remember where I looked that up at. Let's see. Isaiah. Help me out here, Lord. Isaiah. Woe unto him and strive to his maker. Lord, use my thing in the back here. I know it's about Isaiah 45 or 50. Let's see here. Well, God says, woe to them that strive with their maker, so the clay. Wait a minute, I might have found it here. Here it is. Isaiah 45:9. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker, let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth, shall the clay say unto him that fashioned it, what makest thou, or the work, he that hath no hand? Now you listen to this next verse. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begottest thou? In other words, he said, who said I was a boy? Who said I'm a girl?
Yeah.
Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Y'all didn't think that was addressed in the Bible, did you? Right there it is, about gender identity, right
yeah,
there.
Right.
Isaiah 45, verse 10. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. This crazy, politically correct, gender identity, crazy world. I'm telling you right now, God gave a law, and we need to adhere to the law if you want to see good days. God told Joshua, you'll have success, you'll prosper, I'll not forsake you, I'll not fail you, I'll be with you. When you adhere to God's law, homosexuality, gender identity, and other perversions are just pure rebellion to God's law. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15, that the way of transgressors is hard.
That's right.
Oh me. Isaiah 30, verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children that add sin to sin. You know, sin's bad enough.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you start doing the arithmetic of sin and you just keep adding to it? The list just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Look, they want a perfect world, and only one have a perfect world, and I don't think we'll ever have one this side of heaven. But the only way to have a more close, perfect world than what we got is to get back to the laws of the land.
That's right.
Let them not only be enforced, but let them also be ensued. Lay the law down.
Yeah, that's right.
It's bad when Jesse Smollett somehow got Michelle Obama's lawyer. And she went in there, and between Michelle Obama's lawyer and this Obama-appointed judge, they got the evidence of the Jesse Smollett case sealed and thrown out of court.
That's right.
That's what happens when you don't have law.
That's
exactly right. Amen.
That's a good example. But I'll tell you this, they won't escape the judgment of God.
Amen.
I'll tell you this, buddy, it'll be double.
Right.
We'll pay for that.
Amen.
We need laws in this country. We need laws in our house, your house, schoolhouse,
amen,
courthouse, White House, and every house, we need laws.
That's what we need.
Without those laws, Phyllis, I'd burn the house down.
Right.
Right.
Without those laws, we tear the house down.
That's right.
We got laws there to help us. They're not there to hurt us. They're there to help us. You know, my mama, she told me, really, I was just a little toe-headed boy. She said, don't touch that. It's hot. What did I do? Mm-hmm. Went over and touched it. I brought my finger to mama, and she kissed it, and she said, I told you it's hot. So right. She gave me a law, and
right.
I wouldn't listen.
Right.
Since I wouldn't listen, I went over there and stuck my finger.
So
that, I think it's a pan or something, and it burnt. And I went crying to mama. Mama, it hurts, it hurts. She kissed me. She said, I told you not to touch it.
Right.
That's a consequence of not observing laws. We're no better. We're no different. God gave the law. He gave it to man.
Yeah.
I'll reread this, and then I'll close right here. Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah,
it is. We can just get back to the law of the Lord. We can have peace on earth. I know we're not going to.
Amen.
I know we're not. But if we could, God's law is perfect. The statutes of the Lord are right. There's no mistake. God in greater wisdom than man will ever be able to admit or even agree to. God gave statutes to man.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of the Lord is clean. And moreover, by keeping them, there's great reward.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh my. What a message today.
Amen.
Politicians promise peace. They don't have peace to promise.
No.
But God promises peace, and He's got peace.
That's
not
right.
Only the promise, but He tells how to have that peace. Their promises are empty. There can be no peace without laws.
That's right.
And I would to God. You know, we got laws in the churches. They got what they call bylaws.
Yeah. Yeah.
How to conduct in the church. Over at Bethel, when I was over there, I remember we passed some laws like, you know, you could use the church as long as you're a member of the church.
Yeah.
You have family gatherings.
That's right.
You had to make sure you lived it clean and orderly.
That's right.
You know, they were good laws. God's law is good. You know what He did? He wrote them in our heart.
That's right. Amen.
God gave 10 commandments to Moses. He broke them before he even got down off Mount Sinai.
That's right.
And that just shows you how unable we are to keep any laws.
Yeah, that's right.
Father, we confess, Lord, our great need of the hand of God for the leadership and for the guidance.
Yes.
Lord, for the hour we're living in. I know men are contrary to the will and the word of God. But God, I pray You'll help us in the condition we're in. Open our eyes with eyesight. Unstop our ears. Help us, I pray, Lord, to let You lead in our lives. To let You govern in the affairs, Lord, of our country and our leaders. We pray for our president. We pray for our vice president. We pray for our congressmen and women, our senators, our legislators, our mayors, governors. We pray, Lord, Father, for our military, our state troopers, our sheriffs, our police, our firemen, our first responders, our doctors and nurses. We pray for all of them that are servants to others, Lord, that we might live peaceable lives. We pray, Lord, according to Your word, pray for those that are in authority that we might live peaceable lives. Help us, I pray, in this dilemma.
Yes.
Thank You for this message. Lord, help us, I pray, to retain it in our heart and to ponder upon it and try to use it, Lord, I pray, for a guideline and decisions. Whatever, Lord, happens, we'll give You all the praise and glory. Ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Like that, everybody stand. Get Brother Jerry, please, Sister Sharon. Maybe a verse of invitation on him. You know, you may have something you need to bring to the Lord. If you do, old Brother Eddie will pray with you. If you don't, well, ain't no need in coming forward.